And while we're sending texts to the New South Wales Premier, we should be looking at our unemployment rate in Queensland, which is at 7.7%, right? And it'll only get worse. We're the second worst in Australia behind Tasmania at 8.2, Victoria's at 7.4, and the national unemployment rate is 7. While I'm talking about unemployment, things are going to get worse. This is why I'm critical of the rubbish that goes on in and around, you know, state of origin texts. Okay, I read this story in the Courier Mail this morning, and like my youth flashed before my eyes, I have to admit. Last drinks will be called on December 13 at the Stock Exchange Hotel, which is in the city. It's on the corner of Charlotte and Edward Streets. It is a victim of COVID-19. It's been operating at less than 30% capacity because of the restrictions. The relaxations that were brought in this week, allowing more diners, were too little too late. All the staff will lose their jobs 2 weeks before Christmas. One of the staff said, "It's not a nice Christmas for any of us." A lot of staff at that pub. It was opened in 1863. It was a Brisbane institution. You know the one, it's across the road from the Victory Hotel. This is what is going to happen in our CBD. You wait until JobKeeper ends and the carnage, absolute carnage that will occur in the hospitality industry unless we start to come up with a proper plan over and above petty sniping. Now, another scalp this week too in hospitality, celebrity chef Matt Moran, he's had to close his award-winning restaurant and bar, Little Big House in South Brisbane. It didn't survive COVID. There's another one. These are just two. 131873. Tell me what places are shutting around you, because we need to highlight these cases so we can get some proper leadership going.